I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob, we got Big Paulie coming up next. It's been a while since we've talked to him.
That's right. Paul used to be the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, which is where I met him when I was at a convention out there. We were fast friends, and we've been brothers ever since, and we just have too much fun hanging out together, and he's a wealth of knowledge,
and
he loves good food.
Yes, he does. Great guy to have on the show, and he's one of our board of directors.
So welcome back to the show, Paul. How are you?
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Chop. It's great, man. It's great to be back, I'll tell you.
Paul Rotella, you live in Pennsylvania. You've spent most of your career in the cities. How you liking living out on the lake now?
Well, I got to tell you, it's been really cold. We have not had one day above freezing until yesterday this year. So, and when I say above freezing, the average temperature has been in the low single digits.
Yeah, that'll put ice on the grill, wouldn't it?
Why don't you two?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you two head down to Lauderdale? You like hanging out in Lauderdale.
I'm ready to go, Bob. Let me know when. Yeah. I am so ready to go to Florida.
Yeah.
The problem is, I may not come back.
Yeah.
So we're talking about steak, and I'm wondering if you have a certain steak that you prefer to make, and what you do when you're doing that.
Well, you know, steak is. Steak is fun because it takes, you know, people don't realize this. Steak takes a lot of skill to cook. You know, steak is very easy to acquire. You can buy it in almost any supermarket. And there's a whole host of different cuts you can pick. But you got to be careful because some cuts can be very fatty. Some can have some tremendous sinew and muscle in it. It makes it tough. And some cuts are just perfect. You know, my favorite cut, of course, would be a Kansas City ribeye. I know that sounds nuts because that's hard to find in a local supermarket, but if you have a good butcher, he can cook you a nice 2-inch steak. And I would recommend a 2-inch steak because you want to make sure it's thick enough so that you can get a nice crust on it. You know, you want to, like I like making it Pittsburgh medium, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but Pittsburgh kind of keeps the outside seared and charcoaled a little bit. You get a nice, you know, beautiful crust on it, and the inside is close to raw, if you can make it close to raw. And from the inside to the out, it's a nice medium red color.
Well, that's where the 2-inch works in your favor.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, rarely does that happen, but in this case it does.
And, you know, Bob, and one of the things you got to remember, and I know you know this, you got to make sure you give your steak time to rest. People don't even, you know, most amateur chefs don't understand what resting means. And you got to let that muscle fiber, believe it or not, relax.
I think all meat has to do that in my book, because what's the cooking process? You're heating up a muscle that's filled with fluids, right? And
yep.
Those fluids want to transfer from end to end of that meat or throughout that cut.
Well, from hot to cold, it's trying to get away.
It's migrating,
yeah.
Right. And then when you're done cooking it, if you cover it and let it sit on a butcher block for a while covered, those juices redistribute. And then when you make your cuts into it, you're not losing all your juice.
Right.
That's right. You don't want the best part of the steak, you know, sliding out onto the plate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, steaks are not made for dipping.
But that goes with, you know, picking a great piece of meat, you know. My son wanted me to tell you that he disagrees with me. He believes the ribeye is the king of steaks. But I love a nice Kona cut, or, you know, I love a great porterhouse, you know, because they get the filet mignon, they get the strip.
Right.
And usually you can get it cut a little thicker at your butcher, which makes it a better steak, in my opinion.
Yeah, again, you can get the crust on the outside is two things. It has to do with the seasoning. I'm interested in how you season that your steak. And then the second one is when it's hot, you get a little texture out there that's got a little bit of crunch to it, where the center on a thicker steak is still buttery soft.
How's our friend in Atlantic City who makes the matz at the table?
Oh, you're thinking of 2825.
Yeah,
Joe.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Still...
I was just there about a month ago, and
really?
He is doing great, thank God. the place is still rocking and rolling. It's still hard to get into, but thank God, that's one of the benefits of being me. I get some special privileges.
Well, that's all I heard throughout Atlantic City is if you want to get in there, you got to talk to Paul.
Well, you know, it's weird. I get so many people calling me, and I'm thinking, oh, they're calling to see how I'm doing. And within 2 minutes, the conversation goes, are you in Atlantic City? No. Yeah. Are you going to? No. Can you call Joe? And I say, well, maybe I can call Joe. I'll let you know. But I do get a kick out of that because now I'm starting to make a new rule. You can't use my name unless I'm with you.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I told Joe that if someone comes in and mention my name, tell them you know who I am.
Now, it seems like we got some pretty good steaks right down the street a little bit at the Palms, was it called?
Oh, the Palms, yeah.
Yeah.
The Palm restaurant is great.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorites is the Capitol Grill. That chain does a very consistently good job. The Palm does a good job. Some of my favorite steakhouses, though, are the little ones that are, you know, one of a kind.
Right.
One of them is right next to Giant Stadium. We used to go after every football game to a little place called Steve's Sizzlin' Steaks. And he has a very special, unique way of making a steak, Chop. You'll get a kick out of this. He takes the steak after he's cooked it and throws it onto a searing hot metal plate. And he pours something called Maggi sauce over the whole steak. And then he dumps a bunch of French fries on top. And that Maggi sauce sears and gives this, starts to bubble and actually gives the steak a second coating of this beautiful sauce. And it gets into the French fries. And between me and you, I didn't even put nothing else on it. Maybe a little ketchup for the French fries. But it is a delicious steak. It's totally different.
And that's pretty famous. That's pretty famous, too.
Oh, it got too famous. They expanded it, and they raised their prices like 400%. Yeah. It used to be, you go in there for $30 and get the greatest steak of your life, fully served, everything. Now it's about $70 for the same type of service.
Yeah, but happened in a lot of places.
And I'm glad they haven't, you know, a lot of places shut down during COVID.
Right.
But they managed to stay open, which is important.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you use for seasoning, Paulie, on your steaks? Well, what do you like?
Well, I think, Bobby, you're gonna love this. You know I'm a pretty simple guy. In my opinion, the best way to season a steak is to take a half a stick of butter, put it in a pan. If you want, you can put a couple cloves of garlic in there. I don't even do that. I just like taking the butter and taking the tilting the pan down with a tablespoon and just drowning the steak with butter. I keep putting it on, basting it. Even if it bubbles up a little bit or starts to turn, you know, like a little frothy, that's not bad because you're getting a nice brown butter baste by doing that. And the steak will glisten with that butter. And you can't put enough butter on a steak, you know. And then you finish it off with a pat of butter.
Well, that's funny because, you know, Ruth's Chris, they take they use actually infrared to broil theirs, and the burner comes down from the top. But so they do that, and then they take that steak and they dip it in butter before they put it on your plate.
You know, and I got to tell you, Ruth's Chris has gotten better. About 35 years ago, I went to Ruth's Chris. It was in Philadelphia, and I didn't like it. And I think it was because they didn't understand what I was talking about in terms of what Pittsburgh medium meant. And, you know, you got to explain that to people. People don't always say, oh, I know what that is. They don't.
Especially in Philly.
But you would think you're in Pennsylvania, for God's sake. How hard is that to do? But, you know, don't take anything for granted. Not if you're going to eat that steak and you want to enjoy it. And you're going to pay, nowadays, you're going to pay $50 for a decent steak at a restaurant.
Yeah,
for
Ruth's
Chris, you're going to pay $100.
Ruth's Chris, you'll spend $100 easy.
By the way, you know, I was really pleasantly surprised. I was at, ever hear of Vic and Anthony's Steakhouse?
Nope, yeah. I have not. But
It's in Atlantic City in the Golden Nugget, okay? It's an old-fashioned steakhouse right in the Golden Nugget. They made a beautiful porterhouse, cost me $135. You know what? It was worth every penny. It was perfectly cooked, perfectly seasoned. You know, I was surprised, frankly.
We're about out of time, buddy, but last time I was in Philly, I got to see Coach Vermeil. He was on the show last week, And I'd love to come out there and hook you guys up sometime. He's a wonderful person.
Oh, I think that would be great. And let me tell you, you guys keep doing what you're doing, and let's hook up again.
Sounds great, Paul. Paul Rotella.
Thanks, and we're wishing you some warmer weather. Right.
Oh, please, we'll take that. I'm looking forward to it, guys. Let's talk about some great steak recipes on the barbecue when the temperature gets above freezing again.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Perfect.
Take care.
All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're here each and every week. We appreciate you tuning in. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya.